Want to, we do have a luncheon at 12 o'clock.
Now, let's do grant requests.
Okay.
Let's get them over.
Okay, Susie, you're on.
Okay, just a few. First one, Laurel Senior Center.
Susie, a couple weeks ago, did I give Nanticoke Senior Center $7,000, wasn't it?
I have that right here. Nanticoke.
I think I gave him $7,000.
Yes, you did, on September 9th.
I would like to give $7,000. Let me tell you why. I sort of am, I talked to the Laurel Senior Center, and these ladies, or the people who work there, their state funding was cut 8%, and there's a tight-knit group of people there that work there, and they decided that instead of having layoffs, what they wanted to do, they would work 5 days a week and only get paid for 4. And that's what they've been doing for weeks now, and they continue to do that. I think it's quite admirable of these ladies or gentlemen who work there, employees, to donate 1 day a week for the benefit of the senior center or the seniors of the Laurel Senior Center. So when they contacted me, I said, yes, I will definitely reach out and see what I can do to help you, even though the state is continue to cut funding. So with that, I would like to make a motion to give the Laurel Senior Center $7,000.
Is there a second to that, Jim?
Second.
So moved and seconded, it would allow $7,000. Mr. Dukes, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yep.
Yes, motion passed. Number two has been bumped, right, Susie?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Henlopen and Roar Tan Club.
I'd like to give them $2,000.
Second that, please.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we allot $2,000 from Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Number four, Lynn?
Milton Historical Society.
Didn't we do that last week?
I don't think so.
No. We did Milton Community Foundation.
Before,
well, no, I apologize. On September 16th, you gave him $10,000.
Yes.
It could have crossed because this letter is dated early.
Yes.
Yep. So we'll just go past that, right?
Yes.
Trying to slip one in, were you?
No, I don't.
Special Olympics, Delaware.
I make a motion to give $250 to each Councilmatic grant.
We're skipping over number five, Susan.
Second.
So moved to second that we give $250 each for the Special Olympics. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Dale's going to be down in Florida playing bocce.
Yes.
Yes. That's right. It's $500 for me on that.
I'd like to make a motion to give $500 for Mr. Jones, Council Medic, to the Georgetown Historical Society.
Second, please.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we allot $500 from my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. $200 each on that.
On which one?
At number eight.
Milford Housing.
Milford?
Oh, Milford.
Housing
no,
Development
sorry.
Corporation.
No, I was going for the.
Thought this was
affordable
Bill
housing.
Gates.
Yeah, affordable housing. That's. Yeah. We
golf fundraiser.
Yeah, we just normally make a donation to it. You know.
What are they having a fundraiser?
It's a golf fundraiser for
Milford.
Southern Delaware families of
Milford. Okay.
They
Milford.
Do the
ahead,
Transitional
Milford,
Housing Fund and Self-Help Builders Fund.
You want to get mouthy? Okay. Well, the Affordable Housing Program, what does it do? The whole county? Is that correct?
Oh, Milford. It's Milford Housing.
It says nothing about
That's
Milford Housing. It says Affordable Housing Program.
Is it Milford or Moderate?
Milford.
Milford Housing Development
yes.
Corporation.
Okay.
The corporation.
Milford. Take care of Milford.
They're one of our housing corporate or housing affordable housing that we have promoted in the budget before, along with
that area of the county.
I believe are they throughout
they
the county?
Come
they
on.
Don't do county. Are you sure about that, George?
Now it's Milford Housing Development Corporation. Houses
right, they have little pockets of developments.
Exactly.
Right.
All around Milford.
No. Where the office is.
$100 each?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead and make it.
Make a motion to give $100 each.
Second.
Okay. It's moved second. We'll give $100 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Number eight.
Delaware Tech Community College.
Make a motion to give $200 each Councilmatic to Del Tech Community College Environmental Training Scholarships.
Second.
Moved second. We give $200. $1,000 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Casa San Francisco Shelter. Mr. Dukes, I think the letter was to you.
She is doing a walk, or she's raising money?
Yes, she is. She's
she 8 years old?
8 years old, and she's raising money for Casa San Francisco or the Crisis House.
Anybody else want to jump in?
Well, wait a minute, is there more, or it's all just Sussex County? She's not the only one walking.
Her address is Rehoboth.
She's the only one I've had a request from, Mr. Cole.
Her address is Rehoboth.
There's everybody's walking. It's hundreds.
I'm asking, do you want to jump in or not? I'll give her $50. Anybody else?
I'll go 50. I'll go 50.
Phillips?
No, I probably have somebody.
Okay, I'll make a motion to get $50 from Jones, Dukes, or Jones, Rogers, and Dukes for the Tamia. It's just her name, Bonneville.
Second. Move to second. We allowed $50 from Mr. Dukes, Mr. Rogers, and myself. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
First State Community Action.
How much you want, Bernice?
Oh, don't say that.
Please do.
We would like to renovate our building.
She said?
We're in the 50,000 fans waiting. Let me finish. We are trying to renovate the our office building here in Georgetown. We are in the old Russ Weir building. It's going to cost us $1,600,000 to renovate that building. Had we tried to build a new building, it would have cost us $4 million to.
$4 million?
That's what they're saying.
Are you building Taj Mahal?
No, we are not. It's very, that's what they were saying. So, but what we are looking to do, we're going to try to phase it in. We are not going to build a new building. We're going to take the existing building that we do have right now and try and renovate. We do not have any windows. We want to make this energy efficient. So what we have done, we have asked other foundations to help us. We have gotten support from Longwood Welfare Foundation, Laffey McHugh. We're still going to be constantly trying to get it. We know we're not going to be able to do it all at one time, so what we're going to have to do is try to phase it in. But I also would like to say the services that we provide for each one of your constituents here in Sussex County, to the low-mod income individuals, helping them to become self-sufficient. So that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm asking the council to consider this. I didn't come to ask for a phase in what we are trying to do for $200,000 or $300,000. We are asking for $50,000.
Well, those three ought to be able to come up with it because they can't take it with them.
George, they can't take it with them. But we also work with people in your community. Vance community, yours.
Don't we have some money in the you mentioned a couple weeks ago, Delaware Community Foundation Fund, separate.
Yes, we do.
25, I think we had 25 or something there.
But with the, do we know how much we've got in there? Because the market went south yesterday.
We don't know exactly.
The last number I got was through July. They hadn't updated August, and of course, September's not over. So.
But after yesterday, you don't know what you got.
Well, why don't we do
what
we know
I had
what we put
in July?
In. Why don't we
don't
just say we'll
now.
Give them 50% of what's left? I'd say
let's defer and find out what we got because
yeah, but if they find out today, Dale, next week it might be different again.
Yeah,
that doesn't help.
And the stock market lost 1.3 trillion.
I would just say if Dave could research what we have there and we could allocate 50% of what's in there. We started with 50.
That'd be more she asked.
That's dangerous, Mr. Cole. We don't know what we got in there.
What she's asking.
Well, then I'll make a motion we defer.
I only asked for 50.
Second on the deferment.
I'll make a motion we defer and find out what their balance is in there and put it back on the agenda.
It's a big
That's
one.
Fine.
It's a
I
big
will do that. But you don't know how solid that balance is going to be for how long either. So we might need to go in next week and say, okay, it's still bad.
We'll make a decision next week.
You got a motion. That's
other
than
resources you could use.
Okay.
You got a motion second.
To defer.
Bernice, you came up empty-handed. I was ready to try to give you some money.
I understand that. It seems like everybody got it with me.
Don't get some out of it unless you're going to give her some money.
If you want
to give her some out of your own account, go ahead right now.
You got a motion on the floor. He can't do nothing.
Go ahead.
You got a motion on the floor. Again.
Yeah, man, you cut me off a minute ago. The motion's been made. We got to move.
I'm asking for your vote now.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Phillips? Ms. Dukes?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion.
I can't wait till Sam Wilson gets up here.
Okay,
so what
are you saying to me?
Take it up next week, probably, or a couple.
So I have to come back next week?
You don't have to be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, you'll be here.
You don't have to be here.
Come on now.
Stare them down.
Oh, no introduction.
Bernice, they think they can take it with them.
No ordinances.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Minnie. Thank you. Thanks.
Additional business before council? Any other additional business?
Adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
To the country club for lunch with the paramedics. Sussex Pines.
Airport, isn't it?
No, it's at Sussex Pines. The airport had a problem.
They were tied up.